This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senator John McCain, an internationally renowned Vietnam War hero who served for 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. We get more from Reuters' Sagar Magani.
It was the same type of tumor that killed Senator Ted Kennedy in 2009. McCain underwent surgery in July to remove a 2-inch blood clot in his brain. He was back on the Senate floor not long after, drawing a standing ovation from colleagues. Months later, his condition appeared to worsen. McCain tore his right Achilles tendon and had to wear a walking brace and eventually began using a wheelchair.
That is AP's Sagar Magani reporting. There are reports out of Afghanistan that the head of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abu Saad Darabi, was killed in a strike on the group's hideout Saturday night. The other members of the militant group were also killed in a joint ground and air operation by Afghan and foreign forces, the National Directorate of Security in Kabul said in a statement. A large amount of heavy and light weapons and ammunition were destroyed during the raids on two Islamic State hideouts, according to reports. On the first papal visit to Ireland in nearly 40 years, Pope Francis met with survivors of clerical abuse and, by at least one account, uttered strong condemnation of members of the clergy who actually committed or covered up the impropriety. Francis said that he is committed to vetting the church of the scourge, regardless of the moral cost or the amount of suffering. Pope Francis' visit comes at a time with sexual abuse crisis throughout the world. Some have said that the Pope has not done enough to punish those who are guilty of sexual abuse. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of three top security officials. Officials were not immediately available to confirm the report of presidential directive. Separately, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near an office of the Afghan Election Commission in Jalalabad and killed three people. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake has hit western Iran, killing at least one person and injuring dozens more. Media reports say the earthquake was felt in Baghdad, Iraq's capital, which is more than 300 kilometers from the Iranian border. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been detained in Moscow, Reuters Saskia Donahue reports.
The spokeswoman for the Russian opposition leader took to Twitter on Saturday, saying he'd been taken to a local police station, but that the reason for his detention was unclear. Navalny has been detained and jailed several times for organizing anti-Kremlin protests. He was barred from running in Russia's presidential election earlier this year on what he says was a false pretext. The 42-year-old was last sentenced to 30 days in prison in May for his role in organizing nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin. He'd called for demonstrations in more than 90 towns and cities under the slogan, "Putin is not our Tsar." He says the leader's presidency in Russia is akin to autocratic rule.
That's Reuters' Saskia Adonahue reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa has been officially sworn in as the president of Zimbabwe. Following a bitterly contested election, he took the oath of office Sunday before thousands of spectators in a stadium in the capital. Catholic bishops, Albania and Ireland, have agreed to take the 140 migrants blocked aboard an Italian Coast Guard vessel, announcing the end of a 10-day standoff over the asylum seekers. The Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, who leads the anti-migrant league party, refused to let the migrants off the Coast Guard vessel unless other European countries helped out with the asylum. U.S. and Chinese officials held talks with no major breakthrough as their trade war escalated with activation of another round of dueling tariffs on $16 billion worth of each country's goods. Reuters' Anna Bevin.
The escalating conflict has sparked fears it may impact the world economy. According to economists, every $100 billion of imports hit by tariffs would reduce global trade by about half a percentage point of growth. But there are signs that both sides are becoming uneasy. Trump administration officials have been divided over how hard to press Beijing, even though the White House seems to think it's winning the trade war as China's economy slows and its stock markets tumble.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevin reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.